Welcome to the True Paranormal Podcast. I'm Caroline Mitchell and I'll be discussing paranormal topics as well as my own personal experiences, which are featured in my forthcoming book, Paranormal Intruder. The companion website is www.trueparanormal.co.uk, and here's the show. Hi, and welcome to podcast number one. My name is Caroline Mitchell, and in this show, I'm going to speak about my own personal experiences with the paranormal and the challenges I've faced when writing about them. In future podcasts, I hope to bring you interviews, book reviews, and lots more on the topic. But first, let's get started with some background information on me. I'm a married mum, originally from Ireland, and I live with my family on the coast of Essex here in the UK. I've never experienced anything paranormal until I met my husband, Neil. In January 2010, our lives changed forever when we became subject to what I can only describe as a chain of quite horrifying paranormal events. The first day it happened, I was at work. My husband, Neil, called me to say something strange was going on in the house, but to be honest, I was very busy and I didn't have time to talk to him. Later that day, he called me back and I knew by the panic in his voice that it was serious. I asked one of my work colleagues to come back with me. As being a police officer, I thought it was useful to have a witness if anything was happening. Nothing could have prepared us for what happened next. I walked into my house, not really knowing what to expect. As I walked towards the kitchen, I heard a loud crack as a glass slid from the counter and hit our tiled floor. Things just started happening minutes apart and our floor was covered in broken glass and crockery, as well as knives and things that were moved from the cupboard. I just couldn't believe what was going on. Pictures were moved off the walls, things were thrown and our phones just began ringing and ringing with no reply on the other end. I tried to get a video camera and film it and it just wouldn't work. I tried to phone people and the phones wouldn't work and electrical things just malfunctioned. That day signaled the start of our very long battle with what we have described as a paranormal intruder. We soon learned it was focused on my husband, Neil, and as time went on, it would physically attack him. It seemed as if it was trying to wear him down. And things got so bad in the house, we had to move out with the children for months on end. Spontaneous fires started from nowhere, and at one point the t-shirt he was wearing went on fire. The entity seemed to develop as time went on. Growling noises and loud bangs were heard and felt as they vibrated throughout the house. It was horrifying, and we just didn't know where to turn. Sometimes we got false hope. The entity would leave us for months on end and we would start to rebuild our lives. But our hope was short-lived as it returned more vicious and cunning than before. It was almost as if it was saving its strength. We learned that it could hear us and, amazingly enough, was able to respond to us. We also discovered it was capable of following Neil outside of the house. It seemed very intelligent, and I often wondered if there was more than one, as sometimes things would almost seem comical when they happened, and other times dangerous and life-threatening. Neil felt it was very important to document everything that was happening and asked if I would write a book about it. Well, at first I said no. I didn't want to think about it. I just wanted it to all go away. But as time went on, and I grew stronger, I agreed. Yes, it was important to document it and get it on paper. We had been making notes of what was happening as we managed to get some help in the form of investigators. But, you know, we needed to write it all down, and that in itself was quite a challenge. I found it actually helped. It helped me a lot. And the first time in a long time, I felt like I was taking control. When things got bad in the house, yeah, I did put the manuscript away and put it away and stop thinking about it and try to carry on with our lives. But when things quieted down, then I take it back out and write. So it did take me quite some time to get it all down on paper. And it was a real challenge to write it in a way that people could read, because someday so much happened, you just couldn't include it all. I think the biggest thing that stood out for us when this happened was just the feeling of being so alone. You know, I have lots of friends and family and colleagues, but people just don't know how to deal with this sort of thing. And there's not really many people that you can call. We spoke to people from various religious denominations, and even they struggled to cope with it as they witnessed it themselves. I mean, we've had over 30 witnesses to what's happened in our home and outside of it, and people just didn't know how to handle it. But we did get help, and at the moment, it's manageable. So as I said, that feeling of being alone really stayed with me. And, you know, we want to let other people know that if they're experiencing anything like this, that they're not alone, and there's things that they can do to help get their lives back and take control. I don't claim to be a Ghostbuster or someone that studied it. I'm not. I'm an ordinary mum who's experienced it very unwillingly firsthand over a prolonged period of time. And I just hope that I can give others some guidance on knowing what to do. And I think it's important to let people know that this sort of thing does happen. And not everyone that comes forward with their stories are crazy. And I can assure you I'm not, as are, you know, all the witnesses that have seen it and experienced it with me can tell you. Anyway, we will be talking about it in forthcoming episodes. So please do subscribe to ensure you don't miss a thing. And come and say hello on my website, which is www.trueparanormal.co.uk. I've got so much more to tell you, and you can join me on the usual social networking sites, and you'll find the links there, such as Facebook and Twitter, etc. I'm also very, very interested in hearing about other people's experiences, and I'm very happy to answer any questions you may have. Thanks for joining me, and hopefully you'll hear from me again soon.